Going to look at Luke chapter number 10. Luke 10 and verse 38. The title of the message is simply this: sit down at Jesus' feet. It's a good place to sit, isn't it? Sit down at Jesus' feet. Sit down at Jesus' feet. Here in Luke chapter 10, in verse number 38, the Bible says, "Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us tonight with your word, to understand your word, and just speak to us through it, through this truth. Spirit of God, work in us. Lord, we pray for people in our church that are sick, people that need you in different ways, that you'd work in their life, comfort them, strengthen them, help them. And to meet with us tonight and speak to us and changes, draw us closer to you in our relationship. Lord, please pray these things in your name. Amen. We need to sit down at Jesus' feet. Sit down at Jesus' feet. Let's just read the verses again here quickly. "Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet." That's the place to sit for sure. "And heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving." Martha was the type of woman who she was busy. She wanted to serve the Lord. She loved Jesus. She was the one who, the Bible says, initiated it to even maybe invite Jesus to come into their house. And boy, she loved having Jesus as the guest. She loved the Lord. She loved Jesus. And she wanted to do something special for Jesus. And she was busy making sure the house was all clean and making sure everything was prepared. And she was busy going to the kitchen wanting to just fix a wonderful meal for Jesus and so on. She was busy wanting to serve Jesus. That in itself is a good thing, isn't it? Serving Jesus is good. We know that. We ought to serve Jesus. And she was busy wanting to serve Jesus and so on. But she comes to Jesus, the Bible says. She came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone?" Martha was maybe starting to feel bad. Why is Mary just sitting there with you? And I'm here busy working in the kitchen preparing the meal. She's sitting at your feet. And I'm busy working and serving and so on. "Why, she left me to serve alone. Bid her therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled." In other words, you're anxious and worried and troubled about something that you shouldn't be. You're troubled about many things. And he says, "But one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." He says, "One thing is needful, Martha. Don't forget it." He says, "What Mary's doing, that's a needful thing. And maybe, Martha, you sometimes can neglect that. Maybe, Martha, you sometimes can forget about that. As you're busy working and as you're busy trying to serve me, don't forget that needful thing." Do you know that ultimately the very first thing that Christ calls us is to come unto him? Come unto him. He wants us to be with him. God has called us unto himself. God has called us to be with him. Does God want us to serve him? Yes, he does. We know that. We're to serve him with all of our heart. And the Bible says that. And the Bible teaches that. But he calls us unto himself. One of the greatest things, the needful thing that Christ said he desired, and that we know that God desires in our life, is simply to be with you. And for you to be with him. No, God made you in such a way that you're unique and special unto him. God made no two people in the world the exact same. And aren't we glad for that? You know, one of me is enough. One of you is enough. If there was more than one of us, we couldn't stand it. You know, one is fine. That's enough. But you know what? God made it that every one of us is very special unto him. We're unique unto him. We're his unique creation. And God made it so that we can fellowship with him in a unique way that is special between us and him. We're his creation, his unique creation. And he desires a close relationship with us. He desires fellowship with us. He actually desires that you would sit at his feet and you'd spend time with him. And Mary knew that. Mary understood that. And Martha was busy serving and busy working and so on, and wanting to serve, wanting to please the Lord. But she was so busy serving that Jesus says, "Whoa, Martha, slow down. Don't neglect me. Don't be too hard on Mary because she's just sitting here at my feet. I want her to sit at my feet. I want that." We're going to share two simple points tonight about this message or this thought. The title of the message again is "Sit Down at Jesus' Feet." And number one is this: sit down to enjoy him. Sit down to enjoy him. Do you know that God actually wants us to enjoy spending time with him? He does. He doesn't want it to be, "Oh, I have to read my Bible. I have to pray. I have to go to church. I have to." No, he wants you to sit down and enjoy him. I'll use Emmanuel. Emmanuel is dating now. Went to college, determined he'd wait a while. He'd take his time. He'd focus on school and focus on college. And that sure didn't last long, did it? One pretty girl goes walking by and she smells good and he's lost. He's gone just like that. Forget that. He might not even graduate now. He is so concerned with Danielle. Anyways. And you know what? He is like so many young dating people. Oh, they love to talk. They love to spend time together. You know what? It's just like that. I don't think he's at a point right now where he doesn't enjoy fellowshipping with her, enjoy talk. He enjoys it, right? You enjoy it? He enjoys talking to her. He enjoys sitting at his... He sitting at her feet. He enjoys... Yes, dear, whatever. No. God wants your relationship with him to be a very loving relationship. To be a very close relationship. To be a very intimate, close, and sweet fellowship with him, where you enjoy talking with him and you enjoy listening for God to speak to you. Where you really enjoy getting in God's Word and studying it and learning about your God and learning about your Savior and reading about his love for you. And you can talk to him in prayer and he can speak to you. He wants that. He wants that sweet fellowship with you, but can I say that for you, he also wants you to enjoy it? He wants you to enjoy it. He wants you to sit down at his feet and just simply enjoy spending time with the Lord. Enjoy spending time with him. Turn with me back to the book of Psalms. I want you to look at a couple of verses there. Psalm chapter 27. Psalm chapter 27 and verse number 4. Psalm 27 and verse 4. Here is probably a psalm of David. And it says in Psalm 27 verse 4, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." David sounds like somebody who's smitten with the beauty of God. David sounds somebody who's in love with his God. And I say, "Oh, that sounds corny." No, he was in love with his God. He sought after his God. He longed to spend time with God. He enjoyed waking up in the morning and sending a text to God. No, he enjoyed spending time with God. He enjoyed that sweet fellowship. He enjoyed that closeness. He loved him. He longed to be with him. He enjoyed being in the house of God. He enjoyed being close to the Lord. Down in verse number 8, Psalm 27, 8, it says, "When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Do you seek the face of the Lord? Do you seek to spend time with him? Do you enjoy sitting down and spending time with Christ? He wants you to. He wants you to. He doesn't want it to be a drudgery. He doesn't want it to be something that, oh, if I happen to squeeze in a bare moment, I'll try to read my Bible. No, he wants you to sit and enjoy him. Where it doesn't always have to be rushed and hurried, and just sit and enjoy his word, and sit and enjoy spending time in prayer. Sit and enjoy spending that time talking to him and communicating with him like he's a real person, because he is. Do you ever just sit down to enjoy him? Maybe you sat down because you have to do some devotions. Maybe you're doing a Bible reading chart, or maybe you got a devotional booklet. And, well, I had to sit down. I had to read. You know, so supposed to do it. But did you enjoy it? Did you do it where you weren't rushed? You weren't hurried? You just sat and enjoyed the time at his feet. God wants you to seek his face. Seek to spend that time with him. Enjoy him. Look with me at Psalm chapter 62. Psalm chapter 62. The camp, Harvesters Baptist Camp, is a wonderful place to be able to go and do something like that now. Of course, any place, you need to have a wonderful place with the Lord. But it's great to be on a big camp. I think it's 100 acres. A lot of it is bush and so on, too. But there's lots of open fields and some ponds and that sort of thing. And wonderful place to be able to walk and pray. Find some place to sit down where there's no other noise. I don't think you can't hear the highway. You can't hear cars, really. You hear some birds. You hear some other things, and you can just spend time with the Lord. Psalm chapter 62 and verse number 1. The psalmist said, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." Look down in verse 5. "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people." Notice these words. "Pour out your heart before him." What powerful words. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. That's quite an invitation that God gives us there, isn't it? He says, you can pour out your heart before me. You just spill everything out. Whatever's in your heart. Whatever heartaches you have, whatever you want to talk about, whatever concern that you have, whatever question that you have, whatever you need in your life, I want you to talk to me about it. I want you to pour out your heart before me like you begin to do as you maybe date a person and you get close to marrying that person and you're becoming close to them. After a while, your conversations maybe become more and more serious and you maybe begin to pour out your heart to that person who you're giving your love to. And you talk about the future and you talk about your dreams and you talk about things that are in your heart and you talk about your concerns. And if you're honest, you share your problems and you share your struggles and you share your joys and you share so much. Do you know that God wants that with you? God wants you to have such a close love relationship with him that you'll be willing to pour out your heart before him. Pour out your heart. Sit down and pour out your heart to him. Fellowship with him. Talk to him like that. Spend that time with him. Can you do that? Listen, God doesn't want you to be rushed in your devotional life and rushed in your walk with God. He wants you to sit down and enjoy him. Truly enjoy him. I encourage you, find time. Find time in the mornings. Find time in the evenings. Find time throughout the day. Whatever you can do, find times that you can spend with God where you just sit down and enjoy him. It's more than just, you know, reading a schedule, doing my devotions, but I'm enjoying God. I'm talking to him. I'm pouring out my heart to him. I'm reading His Word just purely to enjoy it, to let God speak to me. Spend that time in prayer where I can share everything with Him. Let's do that. Let's sit down and enjoy Him. Sit down and enjoy Him. Turn with me back to the Gospel of John, if you will. John chapter 12. John chapter 12. We need to sit down at Jesus' feet. Martha was busy serving. And we ought to serve the Lord. But Jesus said to her, one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that better part. She's not neglecting me. She's taking time to sit at my feet. She's taking time to enjoy me. Listen, Martha needed to understand, Jesus, as far as His even being there, having the opportunity to physically be with them, that wasn't going to last very long. Jesus wasn't going to get the chance to be there in their home for very long. He wasn't even going to be on the earth very long before He was going to be gone away to heaven. And she would have other times to serve Him, but she should not neglect Jesus when there was a time when they should fellowship. There was a time when they could spend talking with each other. Time enjoying Him. Let's sit down and enjoy the Lord. Sit down and enjoy spending time with Jesus Christ. Number two tonight is this. Sit down to worship Him. Sit down to worship Him. We ought to sit down to enjoy Him, but number two, we ought to sit down to worship Him. To worship Him. John chapter 12 and verse number 1. John chapter 12 and verse number 1. The Bible says there, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. There they made Him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped His feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. If we keep reading verse 4, then saith one of His disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray Him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This He said, not that He cared for the poor, but because He was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone, against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. And Jesus was not offended by her gift. The disciples and Judas, the Lord even gives it away in Scripture, said, honestly, He didn't care too much about the poor. He was being dishonest. He would have rather had Mary, why don't you give that spikenard as a gift and we'll sell it and we'll maybe give some of the money to the poor. And He'd make sure He kept some of it. He was dishonest. But Jesus said, that's foolish talk. You'll always have the poor to take care of. But I'm not going to be here very long. And He loved her gift that she gave. You know why I think he loved that gift so much? When she was willing to take something that was very precious, she was willing to take something that was very valuable. That ointment of spikenard, the Bible says there, it was very costly. It was something very, very valuable. I don't know what to compare it to, but I know that sometimes nowadays, even, you know, small little bottles of perfume and things, depending on the name on different things, could be extremely, extremely costly, I think. Expensive. And I don't know. I haven't figured it out exactly what the value was, but it was very, 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 very valuable. I don't know what it'd be worth in today's dollars, but very valuable. Something very precious. I'm sure 300 pence would be a lot of money nowadays. Jesus appreciated this gift so much. I think it was because he knew that it was a gift that was coming from Mary's heart. That Mary had a heart to worship the Lord. And we say, well, why did Mary so much want to worship the Lord? And why did Mary love the Lord so much? I think Mary was using it as an opportunity to express her thanks and to show a grateful heart. Why was she showing a grateful heart? Well, because Lazarus, her brother, had been brought back from the dead. He had been raised to life again. And I think Mary sat at his feet that day simply to worship him. Simply to worship him. She wanted to express her thanks. She wanted to show that she had a grateful heart for what the Lord had done for her and for her family. And so she sat down that day to worship him. She gave a valuable gift. Why? Because Jesus was worth a valuable gift. He deserved it. He was worthy of it. What a wonderful expression it is to worship God when we give to him from our heart. When you give, God doesn't want it to be because somebody forced you to give. God wants you to give from your heart. God doesn't want you to give just because, well, he's commanded us to give. No, he wants you to give because you want to give. That is the ultimate in pleasing him. That it's my desire. It's from my heart. It's to express my thanks. It's to show that my heart is grateful. It's to show how much I love him. That song we sang tonight, I love him because he first loved me. Do we express our love to God again in return because of all that he has done for us? Really, that's what Mary was doing. She was expressing a heart to God that showed how much she loved him. Why? Because she'd experienced the love of God in her own life. She had seen what Jesus Christ had done for her and had done for her family. And Mary sat down at his feet that day to worship him. And took something very costly and took something very valuable. And gave it all to Jesus that day. We need to sit down to worship him. Sit down to worship him. Can I ask you tonight, are you sitting down at Jesus' feet? Are you sitting down to enjoy him? God wants you to. Sit down and don't be rushed and take time with him simply to enjoy him. God wants the time that you spend in his word. God wants the time that you spend in prayer to be something that becomes wonderful. Something that becomes exciting. Something that becomes enjoyable. Not something that's, well, it's just because I have to. Something because, well, you know, they told me I should or they think I should. No, God wants it to become something wonderful where you realize you're having an opportunity to spend time in the presence of God and the Creator and your Heavenly Father and your Savior, Jesus Christ. That's an awesome privilege. An awesome privilege. God wants you to sit down and enjoy him. And secondly, God wants you to sit down to worship him. You need to sit down to fellowship with him and take time with him. Can you express your love to him? Can you talk to him? Tell him how much you love him. When you pray, is praying, you know, just about you. You're asking him for things. I know that's essentially a key of what praying is about. But the Bible teaches a whole lot more than just about praying. He wants praise. He wants adoration. He wants that. And do you take time to praise him? Do you take time to express thanks to God? Do you take time to give thanksgiving as the psalmist talks about? Sit down and worship him. Worship him in the way you praise him and adore him. Worship him through your gifts to him, letting it be gifts that come from your heart. If we're going to sit down at Jesus' feet, two things I saw in the scriptures as I studied. We need to sit down and enjoy Him, truly to enjoy Him. We can be busy serving sometimes that, like Martha did, we neglect the needful thing that Jesus has called us unto Himself. He wants us to be with Him. Don't be so busy serving that we neglect spending time with Him and in just enjoying His presence. Sit down and enjoy Him. And let's sit down to truly worship Him from our hearts. Let's pray together.